Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have on-time solutions to end your financial nightmare and make you financially proactive where money matters.
Welcome to Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans, brought to you by Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and today we're going to talk about the cures for the student loan blues for all of you all who are having issues with your student loans, that you all have a student that is getting ready to go to college. If you have somebody that's college-bound, this show is definitely for you. You don't want to miss some great tips that we're going to be talking about on Our Kids, Your Money, Your Plans. We'll be right back after our disclaimer is played, and we'll go right into our subject. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. We're bringing you Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans, and we'll be right back after this brief announcement.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. It is time for us to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and Paragon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this show is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from qualified, licensed, and certified professionals. The purpose of the show is to provide you an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion in a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
Okay, we are back. And if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. We are talking about your kids, your money, your plans, the cure for the student loan blues. This segment is all about your kids and money. We are taking financial education to the next level to create financially smart kids. And this month, we are talking about being financially proactive. So when it comes to our kids, our money, and our plans, when it comes to school, we want to be financially proactive in helping you all make the right decision when it comes to school of choice, when it comes to the ability to pay for school, because everyone deserves higher education, and we always promote higher education on this show. We want to help parents as well as their kids make very good financial choices when it comes to your education and funding of that education. So I'm going to give you some great tips on dealing with financial aid and dealing with your student loan blues. And for all of us, I know for me and myself, when going through college, there was an issue on dealing with what was the proper way in which we were going to fund my college education. And, of course, parents who are smart and very proactive will do the right thing and actually plan for their children's education well in advance. But it is never, ever too late. So if you have a child that is college-bound, which means you have a junior or a senior in high school and they are looking to further their education, then you definitely want to tune in, get and grab a pen and tell a friend about this show, because we're going to be giving you some great, savvy, proactive planning and ideas and things that you can do to get ready for your college-bound student. I want to talk first about what you should do when thinking about going to college. One, we have said this several times on this show in the last couple of weeks, especially because we're talking about funding higher education. Look for scholarships first. Search for scholarships first. Searching for scholarships that match your profile. But beware of scholarship scams. So the best website that we have found, and we've done some great extensive searches, is going to famaid.com. So here, it's www.finaid.org. Let me give you that again. It's www.finaid.org. So that's finaid.org. And on that site, you will find the Smart Student's Guide to Financial Aid. It is the roadmap to what you need to do or not do when it comes to funding your students or yourself higher education. So you want to definitely look for scholarships first. And that is because of a lot of reasons. One, you'll be surprised at what you can find. And remember, scholarship is free money. Undergrad scholarships, and there are graduate fellowship scholarships. So all of these take time to look. There are hundreds of thousands of scholarships for fellowships, as several thousands of sponsors are awarded each year. So you understand that there's lots of money that you can actually go after to fund your education. Unlike student loans, scholarships and fellowships do not have to be repaid. So understand that this, again, is money for school that you do not have to pay back. So then you won't have the student loan blues if you can take care of some of this through scholarships. Generally, scholarships and fellowships are reserved for students with special qualifications, such as academics, athletics, or artistic talent. Awards are also available for students who are interested in a particular field of study, who are members of a particular type of group, who live in a certain area of the country, who demonstrates financial needs. So there are a lot of criteria in which scholarships are awarded. The best way to search for scholarships and fellowships is by using a personalized search, such as Fast Web Scholarship Search. Okay, that is a website that you can go to and that comprises your background with the database of awards. Only those awards that fit your profile are identified as a match. So I suggest that you definitely, like I've always said on this show, that the Internet is your friend. Utilize the Internet to find these great scholarships. And if you go to Fast Web Scholarship Search, you will actually find, you can Google this, and they will match you, your personal profile, after you make it, will match you with the through their database of all of the awards that they are given for the scholarship they will match you with those scholarships, and only the ones that fit your profile will show. So that narrows it down a lot instead of you going through hundreds and thousands of scholarships. And remember, with these scholarships, they do have dates in which you must reply. So you make sure that you pay attention closely. And this is why we are actually starting this show now, because we want you to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that scholarships can provide as far as furthering your education. If you just joined us, you are listening to Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans, Cure for the Student Loan Blues, sponsored and brought to you by Secure Your Life. We want to welcome all of you all for listening. Tell a friend. Definitely you're going to need a pen, so you want to make sure that you are ready and prepped for all of the great things that I'm going to give you as far as tips that you can use for furthering your education or even your children's education. We are presently talking about choosing scholarships first before we even go any further on financial aid and what to do in regards to that. It is the largest, FastWeb scholarship search is the largest, most accurate, and most frequently updated scholarship database. If you supply an email address, they will notify you when new awards that match your profile are added to the database. So this is just phenomenal. You definitely want to take advantage of this. So you want to go to Fast, F-A-S-T, Web, W-E-B, Scholarship Search. Google that, and I'm telling you, put a profile together, and you will be able to definitely get what you need, and they will match you with the scholarship that fits the profile. You'll even submit an electronic application so that the application process is electronic as well, which is great, to some of the scholarship listed in FastWeb scholarship database, saving you time and definitely saving you money. FastWeb also includes this college searches for numerous and other student resources, so you can definitely find some extensive information on that site. We encourage you to do so. In addition to FastWeb scholarship search, you may want to search one of the other free, and I will say that again, some of the other free, F-R-E-E, scholarship search sites. So do not just stop at FastWeb. There are a lot of free scholarship websites that you can actually go through. And it doesn't take as much time as you may think, but remember, it is free. So you want to utilize your resources wisely. Definitely do not turn down anything except for your college. You'll find a lot of local awards that aren't listed in any books or database. So look for the notice posted on bulletin boards at the school's guidance counselor. So definitely look, talk to the guidance counselor at your high school or even at the school of choice that you're trying to go to. You definitely want to talk to someone in the financial aid office there. Your public library is such an underutilized resource. It is like a diamond mine at the public library. You can find anything and almost everything about anything there. So you definitely want to take advantage. Talk to the wonderful librarians, because they have a wealth of knowledge that you can definitely use. Outside of the financial aid office at nearby colleges and universities is another way that you can find out about great scholarships. You can also search for scholarships at your favorite website, web engine. So I suggest go to Google, go to Yahoo. Just definitely go and search. Like I said before, the internet is your friend. Utilize it. It's right there. Anything and everything that you want to know about, you can find out. Just utilize the resources wisely. And that's most important and very tantamount that you do that. Another thing that you can do, talk to your clergy, your local community centers. You'll be surprised at what they offer. There are a lot of alliances that have scholarship availability. Think about the type of field that you want to go in. There are associations that might be giving scholarships as well. And we're going to go on beyond the scholarship and do understand that there are some who will probably need to actually look at going through the regular financial aid process. So in doing so, we want to talk to you about the student loan. being educated on the student loan process is very important. You need to start early and ask lots and lots and lots and lots of questions before you go that route, because unfortunately, student loans is one thing that will follow you until you pay them, and they will actually hound you down, garnish your wages, and you don't want any of that kind of foolishness going on when you don't have to. Talk to the financial aid department at the school of choice. So the school that you're trying to apply to, you want to talk to them. The financial aid officers need to be your new best friend. Ask them lots of questions. An education loan is a form of financial aid that must be repaid. Okay, it has an interest rate, so it must be paid with interest. That is what makes actually a student loan and a scholarship different. Remember, a scholarship does not have to be repaid, but a student loan does have to be repaid, and it does accrue interest. Student loans come with three major categories. There's the student loan, which is a Stafford and a Perkins loan, parent loans, and then there is a PLUS loan. There's also private student loans, also called alternative student loans. So you have to understand that there are three different types of student loans that you want to definitely be aware of. The one is a student loan, and there are two types of those. It's called the Stanford and the Perkins loan. Then there is a parent loan, which is also called a PLUS loan. This is a type of education loan that consolidates, and the consolidation loan is a fourth one. So do understand that when you do get a student loan, sometimes your parents have to be added to that, so it's called a PLUS loan. And then there's also private student loans. Now, private student loans usually come directly from the institution itself. So be aware that those are different than the Stanford or the Perkins loan. Remember that loans, student loans have to be repaid, and they do accrue interest. So you must understand that. The fourth type of education loan is a consolidation loan, which allows the borrowers to lump all of the loans into one loan for simplified payment. A recent intervention for peer-to-peer education loan, more than $100 billion in federal education loan and $10 billion in private student loans are originated each year. So do understand that we do understand that higher education is very expensive, but we don't want you to go in over your head. So we want you to be educated consumers when it comes to this. You must read everything. Ask lots of questions. You need to find out whether or not you have to pay this loan while you're in school. There are some private loans that actually require you to pay while you're still in school. You need to find out whether you can get those that loan payment deferred until after you graduate. Some loans actually require you to start paying them as soon as graduation, and a lot of students don't even have a job yet. So, you know, getting education is very expensive, but you do need to be educated. There's a lot of things that you can do that can actually lower that cost for you, and one of which is to actually go after scholarships like we had mentioned previously. Go after scholarships first. Fill out the regular financial aid package that you see if you can get grants for school. Let the student loans be the last resort. It definitely needs to be your last resort, getting a student loan. Now, here's the thing. Loans are made through the College Financial Aid Office with funds that are provided by the U.S. Department of Education. This includes the Federal Parent PLUS loan in addition to the student loans. The terms of the Federal Stanford PLUS and consolidation loans are similar to the terms of the federal education loans previously available through the Federally Guaranteed Student Loan Program. However, the interest rate on a federal direct PLUS loan is lower. It said 7.9% versus the 8.5%. And the approval rate is higher. So you definitely want to make sure that you do your homework and pay close attention to the interest rates, because you definitely want a lower interest rate when you're getting ready to take out these student loans. Making payments at least the new interest rate that occurred during the school, during the in-school grace period. Avoid negative annuitization, and you want to avoid that. This can save borrowers money and help them pay off their debt sooner by borrowers who defer payments of principal and interest. You want to make sure that you get all of this information, parents. Do not wait till the last minute, and understand that it does take time. It is a little bit frustrating. You're trying to help your kids get a higher education so that they can be productive citizens, but you don't want them to start off their life in a huge amount of unnecessary debt because they did not take the time out to do the homework. Federal law sets a maximum interest rate and fees that lenders can charge for federally guaranteed loans. Okay, so nothing prevents the lender from charging lower fees. Okay, many lenders offer a variety of student loan discounts that attract borrowers, but you must pay attention to the interest rate. That is so important. Make sure that you pay attention to the interest rate, because you can end up spending a lot of money that you did not necessarily have to spend. So if you just joined us, you are listening to Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans, and we are talking about cures for the student loan blues, helping you become financially proactive when it comes to your furthering your education or even entering in the realm of higher education for your kids. This show is about helping kids taking financial education to the next level to create financially smart kids. And we want to make financially smart adults as well. Considering now that the parents are a part of the student loan process, you know, as parents, you have to think about it like this. Some of us are still paying our own student loans, and now we find ourselves with teenagers who are entering into college, or they're either juniors or seniors in high school, and they will be soon entering the college realm. So now you're going to have them with their own financial responsibility for their student loans. You're still paying off your student loan, and now they want you to be a part of the Parents Plus, which means the parents now can borrow money for their children's education. And a cumulative plus loan of a debt of up to and anywhere in between $23,000. So you have to think about it. So about how much you have to borrow and how much that's going to set you back as a parent, and how much of a start in debt are your children going to be entering once they are done with school. And we're going to talk a little bit about more of that as the weeks to come. I do, however, want to give you some really great tips, parents, on some of the things that you can do for your kids and what your students that are college bound can actually do for themselves. I'm going to give you six great ways in which you can kind of cure some of these student loan blues. And one, trimming your lifestyle expenses. Students, I know this is hard for you to even think about in phantom, because all you want to do is get out there, get your education, have fun, party, and whatever. But if you are learning now to trim your living expenses, do not take on more debt than you have money coming in. When you get to college, don't get unnecessary credit cards and end up with credit card debt on top of student loan debt. You don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you take advantage of looking for scholarships. You might even want to consider going to a two-year college or community college first to take care of your general education classes, which are transferable, by the way, at a lower rate. These are the same exact classes that you have to take at the university level, and they are transferable. So if you take them at a community college where the credit per credit cost is a lot cheaper than the per credit cost at the higher universities and colleges and private colleges. If you go to community college first, the cost is lower. So you take all of the general education classes at a lower rate, transfer those over to the university of choice, and you've already saved yourself a ton of money. So you may want to consider that. The next thing is boosting your discretionary income. Getting a part-time job is great. I mean, I know sometimes, depending on the scholarships or what you have been able to get in college for, they don't allow students to work. But on that off time, the summer, you know, you can actually take on some part-time work so that you can actually have more money. And definitely put some money aside for savings. Save for an emergency fund, even at a young age. If you do this, this is wise. This money will grow. You want to make sure that you are preparing yourself and be financially proactive. The next thing that you want to do is pay down loan principals. While you're in school, you can still start paying on that student loan if you have to take them out. Get the lowest rate possible and start putting a little aside to pay now, even though you don't have to pay a lot of those loans until you graduate. But remember, it is accruing interest, even though it's a grace period. So if you start paying some down now, you'll have less to deal with after you graduate and as you're trying to find yourself in your career. Build up cash reserves. We talked about that. You definitely want to do that. And parents, you want to prepare early and often. Ask lots of questions. Take advantage of the time that you have. If you have a sophomore, you know, matter of fact, you should start doing this as young as possible. But if your children are already in high school, you have a freshman, a sophomore, it is not too early. Never think that it's too early to ask those questions. Never think that it's too early to actually start going on those college tours. If you have a junior or senior, this is prime time. You are actually in the 11th hour. You need to be doing that now. Take advantage of that now. Look at for scholarships now. And look and make sure that you do not forget that those things do have due dates. So you have to get your applications in at a certain time. Remember that the internet is your best friend. Take advantage of that. Take advantage of all of the free resources in which you have. There are free scholarship websites. They're also free to go to the library. Utilize the library because that is a great, wonderful wealth of knowledge. Those people that are there, they're there to help you, the librarians. They have a lot that they can share with you, a lot that you need to know. So we definitely, definitely want you to take advantage of the opportunities that they give you at the library. Make sure that you're taking time to fill out, no matter what you think or whether or not you think that you can qualify for regular financial aid even before taking out a loan, you need to know. Fill it out, find out, talk to someone. You'd be surprised at what you may actually qualify for. So you definitely want to do that. Take the time out now, parents. This is all about being financially proactive for your kids' sake. This segment is all about kids and money. We're taking financial education to the next level to create financially smart kids as well as their parents. So I want to thank you for joining us. Tell a friend, make sure you grab a pen because you're going to want all of this wonderful advice that we are giving you and sharing with you every week. I want you to write me, let me know what your thoughts are, what topics you want us to discuss, what questions that you might have. So give us an email at shows@secureyourlife.net. That is S-H-O-W-S at secureyourlife. And life is always spelled with a Y on this show, so that is shows@secureyourlife.net. And in the subject box, put kids education, and we'll give you all of the tips and tricks that we have learned and that we are to discussing on the show. So until next week, I would love to tell you have a great day, have a great weekend, and enjoy life, and be financially proactive for your sake and your kids' sake. You have been listening to Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans, brought to you by Secure Your Life. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Secure Your Life, the show where we give you real life, No Holds Barred Conversations, Monday through Friday on various financial topics with on-time solutions from A to Z. Taking financial education to the next level, helping you to become financially proactive where money matters.